Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In Grief is for People, author Sloane Crosley ventures into the intricate maze of human emotions, unraveling the complexities of grief with her signature wit and insightful observations. This book, devoid of cliches, approaches the subject of loss with a refreshing honesty, making it relatable to anyone who has experienced the pangs of grief. Crosley, known for her keen eye for the absurdities of life, brings her unique perspective to bear on a topic that touches us all, at one time or another. Through personal anecdotes and broader reflections, she explores how grief shapes our identities, relationships, and our understanding of the world. Grief is for People is not just a meditation on loss. It's an invitation to embrace the full spectrum of human emotions with courage and openness. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the universality of grief. Sloane Crosley tackles the universality of grief in a manner that's both profound and accessible. She posits that grief, in its many forms, is a shared human experience, yet it is profoundly personal and unique to each individual. Through her exploration, Crosley sheds light on the commonalities that unite us in times of loss, while also honoring the differences in our personal journeys. The author uses anecdotes from her life and others to illustrate how grief transcends cultural, social, and economic boundaries, making it an omnipresent part of the human condition. This section of the book offers comfort and collective experience while validating individual pain, ultimately presenting grief as a universal phenomenon that connects us all in our most vulnerable moments. Secondly, the healing power of humor. Crosley introduces humor as a salve for the soul in the grieving process. She argues that laughter and levity can coexist with sorrow, serving as vital tools for healing and resilience. Through witty narratives and sharp observations, she demonstrates how humor provides a temporary reprieve from pain, a way to cope with the absurdity of loss, and a means to connect with others. Her stories underscore the importance of finding moments of joy even in the darkest times, suggesting that embracing humor does not diminish the depth of one's grief, but rather affirms the complexity of human emotions. This section not only champions humor as a mechanism of coping, but also challenges the stigma that surrounds expressing joy during periods of mourning. Thirdly, grief's impact on personal identity. Crosley delves into the profound ways in which grief reshapes one's sense of self. She uncovers the transformative power of loss, highlighting how it can alter our perspectives, priorities, and even our personalities. Through personal narratives, Crosley demonstrates that grieving is not only a process of mourning, but also one of self-discovery and reinvention. This exploration reveals that while grief can shatter our existing self-image, it also provides a unique opportunity for growth and understanding. The author illustrates how surviving loss can lead to a deeper sense of personal authenticity and strength, making a compelling case for the notion that through grief, we become more intricately ourselves. Fourthly, the role of relationships in grieving. In this section, Crosley examines how grief affects relationships and how relationships, in turn, shape the grieving process. She navigates the complexities of how loss can both strain and strengthen bonds with family, friends, and partners. Crosley shares insights into the dual role of relationships in providing support and, at times, presenting challenges during periods of mourning. She offers nuanced perspectives on the importance of communication, the need for shared grief, and the power of compassionate companionship. This discussion illuminates the critical role interpersonal connections play in healing, highlighting the importance of building a support network that acknowledges and accommodates the multifaceted nature of grief. Lastly, navigating the stages of grief, Crosley takes a critical look at the conventional stages of grief, offering a fresh perspective on this well-trodden path. She argues that the process of grieving is far from linear, challenging the notion of neatly defined stages. Through personal anecdotes and reflections, the author presents grief as a cyclical and often unpredictable journey. This section encourages readers to embrace their unique paths through grief, emphasizing the importance of patience and self-compassion. Crosley's narrative validates the wide range of emotions encountered in mourning, from denial to acceptance and everything in between, promoting a more flexible and forgiving approach to understanding and navigating grief. In conclusion, Grief is for People by Sloane Crosley is an essential read for anyone navigating the tumultuous waves of grief. Through its exploration of the universality of grief, the healing power of humor, the transformative impact on personal identity, the pivotal role of relationships, and the non-linear stages of grief, the book offers profound insights and comfort. Crosley's candid and compassionate writing makes this book a valuable resource for those in mourning, as well as for individuals seeking to support others in their grief. The unique blend of humor and empathy within its pages provides a balanced perspective on a challenging subject, making it accessible and enlightening for a broad audience. Whether you're in the midst of grief or simply aiming to understand the complexities of human emotions better, Grief Is For People has the power to touch your heart and enrich your understanding of what it means to mourn, to heal, and ultimately, to grow. If you would like to support Sloane Crosley, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.